Shane, thanks to Google, there may be people listening to this show that have never listened to it before.
Like us?
This is the National Baseball Podcast. With your hosts, Peter Andrews and Shane Braid.
We put slightly more effort into our show than that, I think. Don't you?
And by slightly, he means slightly.
Welcome, those of you who have found our show off Google. We start advertising on Google, and hopefully that'll bring in the listeners. I'm Peter Andrews, he's Shane Braid, and we're breaking down Major League Baseball one game at a time. Let's get
Actually, not really. There weren't too many great games. We got Sunday, interleague matchups, Monday, when there was, no baseball.
Four games. That's it.
That's it. And then Tuesday, where the most exciting game may have been a rainout between Minnesota and New York.
Woo-wee.
Ah. There we go. Let's start with Sunday.
Yes.
Get it on interleague, first batch.
Well, the first game, not actually an interleague game, the Pirates win this one 3-2. Pirates-Braves, there's always one series during interleague play that's not actually interleague because of the whole unbalanced leagues thing. And
they could fix that. It would be much better. You put Minnesota in the AL West, and then you take one team from the NL Central and give them, like the Brewers. Because
yeah,
the Brewers are so close to the Cubs, they should have
the
American
League
team.
But then there'd be one interleague game at all times.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying.
That would be pretty cool.
All right. Pirates 3, Braves 2. This game, a tight game, good pitching matchup between Chris Medlin and Zach Duke. But in the end, it's Ryan Duman.
Chris Medlin, my boy.
Ryan Duman hits the game-winning home run, Shane.
Yes, his second RBI of the game. He also RBI single in the sixth to put Pittsburgh up 2-1 at that point. Pittsburgh, 10th inning, man. Pittsburgh, we like Pittsburgh this year. They've fallen off a cliff. They're behind the Cubs now in the NL Central. Cubs are doing well. Eric Hinsky homer in this one as well as the Duman homer.
Yeah, Zach Duke pitches 7 strong innings, 7 hits, but only 1 run he allows, 5 walks, or 5 strikeouts. And then it's Evan Meek, who is actually pitching pretty well this year. He's at ERA of .96 and an identical...
Fireballer, he's a stud.
Identical whip, but he gives up the home run to Eric Hinsky here, which is obviously a critical one. And then it's Takeshi Saito that takes a loss for the Braves in the bottom of the 10th. Win is for Octavio Dotel. Dotel 2-0, Saito is 0-2.
Yeah, obvious advantage to the home team in extra innings, and they really pulled it out here. Not to mention this one, but like to see the Pirates being able to pull off walk-offs. It's fun.
Yeah, Duman had a good all-around game. Duman 3-for-5, knocked in those 2 runs we mentioned, scored 1, and you're going to have to excuse me for 12 seconds.
Peter, we're not supposed to take phone calls during the show.
Hey now. One of the biggest problems for the Pirates this year has been Akinori Iwamura, supposed to be a big pickoff for them in the offseason, but he's hitting .161 at leadoff position.
I like that move, too.
Good sign in this game, though. He goes 2-for-5, leads the team. The best player on the Pirates this year has been Andrew McCutchen. Kid should be getting serious all-star consideration.
Yeah, .323, OPS of over 800. You gotta like McCutchen. 2-for-4 in this one.
Now, on the Brave side, one big goat in this game.
And triple.
Martin Prado batting out the 3-hole in this one. He goes 0-for-5. So
you know who leads the National League in hits?
Who leads the National League in hits?
Martin Prado.
Yeah, but not in this one. Prado hitting .306 on the year so far.
All right, moving on, actual interleague. And this one, rivalry week. Nationals 4, Orioles 3.
Yeah, and the Nationals win this one dramatic fashion. Another 10th inning game ender, and it's Josh Willingham that hits a huge home run to left center field. 409 feet of long ball.
That's very far, but it doesn't encompass the entire... Well, yes. It doesn't encompass the entire fact, though. That the Nationals are up 3-1 after the first inning. They take that same score into the 9th inning when Baltimore scores 2 based on a fielder's choice from Matt Wieters that scores Luke Scott. And then Julio Lugo singled and scores Adam Jones. Ties it up at 3 in the 9th. Nationals come right back. Matt Capps, blown save, first one of the year. Gives up 2 there, and then Doug Slayton gets the win. He's 2-0. Drew Storen, the number one pick. I misspoke about that a couple weeks ago. I said Slayton was the number one pick. Storen's the number first round pick. Gets a hold in this game. Inning 2/3, ERA right now 2.25.
Clay Merritt takes a loss for Baltimore. He's 0-2. He only ended up pitching to one batter, and boy, Willingham really
didn't work well for him.
Talking about Nationals prospects, obviously Storen is expected to be a fireballer in relief. Steven Strasburg, we're going to see him next week. It's looking like he's going to be called up to pitch on Friday, June 4th against Cincinnati Reds. What effect do you think Strasburg is going to have on the Nationals this year there?
You're still calling him up after he gave up 2 runs? Like, he can do that.
They raised his ERA in AAA raised to a ridiculously high 0.57 or something like that.
Yeah, like one earned run. It was on a pass ball. It was bad. But no, excited to see him June 4th. Something else happens June 4th. I don't know what it is, but something important happens that day.
Good story, bro.
But yeah, I wish they kind of pulled up a Aroldis Chapman to face him. I think that would be pretty cool.
Now that would actually be a matchup if they both had their debuts against each other.
You imagine how fast it's going to sell out Great American? Is it a Great American or is it a Nationals Park?
They set it up so that it would happen at Nationals Park.
Ah, that's right. They're smart. They went the bank.
That's right. They do want the bank. Because I don't think they've sold out Nationals Park all year, and that includes opening day. This game, actually not bad, attended by 65.7% of capacity in the district. Nationals beat the Orioles 4-3.
There you go. One more game from Sunday. Cardinals 6, Angels 5. Walk-off in the 10th after coming back in the 8th for the St. Louis Cardinals.
St. Louis down 5-3 after the 5th inning, and they mount a comeback in the 8th inning against Fernando Rodney, David Freese, singles home Albert Pujols, and Colby Rasmus, even though he's thrown out at second base on them, advancing. And then in the 10th inning, Felipe Lopez knocks in Matt Holliday to score the game-winning run. The loss, Scott Shields, is 0-2.
Yeah, Shields not having a good year. You're a 6.59. He didn't have a good year last year. Chris Carpenter, not a good start either. 4 earned, 5 runs in 6 innings. Not good for him, but the bullpen. 4 scoreless, Ryan Franklin, his third win of the year, is 3-0.
Carpenter allows 2 home runs in this game. Kendry Morales gets scoring started with a home run in the 2nd inning. And then Mike Napoli.
His 10th, man. Morales on fire.
And Mike Napoli's actually been hitting a lot better of late. He hits a bomb to right field, 423 feet bomb to be exact. That's a 3-run home run. This game at a packed Busch Stadium in St. Louis. So not looking good for the home squad after the 4th. 3-3 scored by the Cardinals in the bottom of the 4th. Angels up 5-3 after the 5th. And then we've talked about what happened from there. Shane, Mike Napoli, poor start to the season, but look at his stats.
Hitting .259 now, got that batting average way up. OPS currently .863, so he's snapping on that. Yeah, Fernando Rodney blown safe his second of the year. Is that a concern to you?
Yeah, I think I'd be concerned if you're the Angels. You need to make sure that you're getting all the way to Brian Fuentes.
Interesting note, I love watching AL pitchers bat. Jared Weaver, 3 at-bats, 5 pitches seen.
Wow. Well, at least that means he's making contact.
Which is actually one more than Brandon Wood in his only at-bat, which is surprising because he's usually a 1.
Brandon Wood is just a dreadful baseball player. Look at his line. Wood hitting
OPS
156.
OPS of 371. 681. Of course,
actually, I don't know which Brandon, whatever, is worse this year. Would you rather have Brandon Wood or Brendan Ryan?
Not even close, because Brendan Ryan actually makes like defensive plays. Although two pitches seen in 2 at-bats.
Ryan gets on base at a .260 clip. Brandon Wood only at .168.
Which is putrid because his average is .156. So that means he's got like 3 walks on the year.
Putrid. I could not agree more with your choice of adjective. One good game to note on the St. Louis side. David Freese went 3-for-4. His batting average .315. He's having a good year.
How many RBIs for Yadier Molina?
32.
26.
No, I overshot.
Yeah.
Kenny Morales is 34, though.
Yeah, there you go. It's a good number for Yadier. I love to see Yadier, man. Yadier's my boy.
And he's leading the National League in All-Star votes. We're going to talk about All-Stars. We'll talk about All-Stars more sometime later this week. I want to have an All-Star discussion.
Peter, stop breaking stuff.
Sorry. Wow. But let's get the recaps of these games just real quick. Blow through them. Start this with the Reds and the Indians. Indians win this one 4-3. David Huff, his second win of the year, is 2-6.
Hasn't won since opening day.
The loss for the Reds, Danny Herrera, who falls to 0-2. What is going on?
Yeah, see, you screwed it up because you didn't know his first name.
And Kerry Wood picks up save number 1 of the year for the struggling Indians. Scott Rowland does hit 2 home runs in this game, his 10th of the year.
Marlins 13, White Sox 0, good in the 1-13 league. Josh Johnson 5-1 with the win. Freddie Garcia 3-3 with the loss. He's not pitching well. That was not good. So I picked him up. No. Ronnie Paulino is 3rd homer. Jorge Utnak, his 8th homer. Dan Ugly, his 12th. Cody Ross, his 3rd and 4th.
Cubs beat the Rangers 5-4, a tight one in Texas. Carlos Silva 6-0. C.J. Wilson's 3-2. He takes a loss. Carlos Marmol, save number 9 for him. Alfonso Soriano, his 9th home run of the year for Texas. It's Michael Young hitting his 5th.
Silva, 6-0. 4 runs of support in the first inning. Gotta like that. Rockies, 11. Royals, 7. Kenny Rogers? That's not Kenny Rogers, man. Look at me being old.
Wow, you are old.
Who is that? He's got three decisions. We had to mention his name before.
Ezmil.
I was going to say that, but I didn't.
But you went with Kenny instead.
I went with Kenny. Well, it makes sense.
It does.
He's 1-2 with his first win of the year. Zach Greinke 1-5 now at the Boston. This was not a good start by him. Tons of, he did get rocked. Home run, Willie Bloomquist, his first. Jason Giambi, his second. Troy Tulowitzki.
Tulo,
his fourth.
Trevor Hoffman back for the Brew Crew, and the Brewers win this one 4-3. Manny Parra leads them to victory. His first victory over the Twins. He's 1-3 in the year. I almost called him Carlos.
Carlos Pavano.
Carl Pavano falls to 4-5. John Axford,
picks
up the save for the Brew Crew. Brewers win off the strength of home runs by Prince Fielder, his 7th, and Corey Hart, his 9th.
A's 3, Giants 0. Nice. Giants 1 run all series.
Against the Athletics. The Athletics pick up the sweep.
Michael Wirtz is a stud. Just came back from injury. He's 1-0. John Sanchez lost. He's 2-4. That's tough. Didn't go up and run until the 7th. Andrew Bailey, his 8th save of the year.
Padres top the Mariners thanks to effective pitching from Matt Latos, who improves to 4-3. Mariners just falling apart. King Felix Hernandez not look kingly in this one, even though the 5 and the 8th. That's probably after he left the game. 2-4, King Felix.
Probably after he left the game, right.
Probably.
Phillies 3, Red Sox 8. Red Sox take 2 out of 3 in Philadelphia. Roy Halladay gets beat up in this one. He falls to 6-3. His shortest start all year. Wakefield, the win puts him at 1-2. Phillies can't hit a knuckleball, apparently. Kevin Youkilis, his 9th home run. Ross Gloed, his 2nd.
That'll be a recurring theme once we get to Monday. Let's talk about Rays, Astros, Carlos, David Price, a little bit of a bumpy ride.
Why do you keep on calling everybody Carlos, Peter?
It's because I like Carlos Marmol. A little bit of a bumpy first inning for David Price. Allows 4 runs, but ends up picking up the win. 10-6 over the Strohs.
He's 7-1.
Price is 7-1. According to
Tampa Bay starters this year are absolutely out of their mind. Out of their mind. Best pitching in the American League. In the major.
Although currently getting outdueled by Red Sox starting pitching, but we'll get to that in a second. Brian Mohler, his first loss of the year, he's 0-1. Rafi Soriano, save number 13. A veritable bevy of home runs in this game. Hank Blaylock, his first. Ben Zobrist, only his 2nd. And John Jaso, who I just picked up, stud, his 2nd for Tampa Bay. And then for Houston, Hunter Pence, his 7th. And Pedro Feliz hits number 2.
Yeah, he's on it. I talked about that one. Tigers 6, Dodgers 2. Rick Porcello, the win, he's 4-4. Hiroki Correa, the loss, he's 5-2. Maglio Ordóñez, his 6th home run. Miguel Cabrera, his 10th. Miguel Cabrera out today and yesterday. Birth of his son, who they happened to be in Seattle, which is like the farthest possible way they could get, so he can't go like be with his wife.
But obviously, congratulations are in order to him.
Exactly. Maybe he'll name the kid Carlos, and then he'll somebody talk about in 30 years.
The Blue Jays win it 12-4 over the Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks looking for the sweep and do not get it at home.
That 12 helped me in a 1-13 league. Just pointing that out.
Blue Jays just pouring it on the middle innings, helped by a 5-run 5th. Sean Markham has all the run support he needs to get his 4th win, 4-1. Billy Buckner is 0-2, takes a loss. Home runs, Toronto, Jose Bautista, really, his 14th home run of the year. Edwin Encarnacion, his 7th. And Chris Young is 7th for Arizona.
How many does Jose Bautista end up with?
15.
Really?
I'm kidding, like 25. I think he slows up.
You take the 25?
No, we're not. No, don't.
No, 27. No. 27 and a half. I'll take the over.
He's on my team. I don't want you to take the over.
How are you not going to put this on the board?
28 and a half.
So you're saying, I'll take the over, you'll take the under. Put it on the board.
Yes.
First board bet of the year. It took forever.
It took a long time. I apologize.
All right.
And then the really irritating and stupid Subway Series and the Mets.
This was a good game in the top of the 9th inning.
It is. Mets win it 6-4 over the Yankees. Johan Santana, 4-2. CeCe Sabathia falls to 4-3. Shaky ninth inning, but K-Rod picks up his ace save of the year.
Came on in the middle of it. It wasn't all him.
No, I know. And the Mets win it behind the strength of 2 homers for Jason Bay, and the midseason acquisition has 3 on the year after those 2.
Yes, very, very good for him. Monday, we're not analyzing games because there were no really good ones. There were only 4 games for Monday, so we're going to start with the National League.
There were a couple of good games, but let's talk about the National League. Reds win it 7-5 over the Pirates. A 5-run 4th key for Cincinnati here. Aaron Harang improves to 3-5 with the win. Brian Burris, 2-2 with the loss. Francisco Cordero, save number 15 for Cincinnati. He's on fire. Ronnie Cedeno hits his fourth home run for Pittsburgh. Drew Stubbs, his fifth for Cincinnati. Stubbs, slow start, turning on a little bit. He's 3-4 in this ballgame.
Yeah, Homer Bailey on the 15-day disabled list, shoulder inflammation.
Not good for a Reds team that is looking pretty strong right now.
Drew Stubbs, 3-4. You mention him every show that he does good. I know, I'm mentioning it again because it's impressive. White Sox, 7, Indians, 2. John Danks proves 4-3. Justin Masterson, 0-5, a 4-run first for Chicago. Alex Rios hits his 9th home run of the year.
Red Sox.
And Trevor Crowe and Shinsu Chu, 0-5. Chu with 2 strikeouts.
Red Sox looking to get back in the AL East division race, and they do that. They win this game on Monday, and they're going to win again on Tuesday. Red Sox beat the Rays 6-1 behind a strong start by Clay Buchholz. Buchholz improves 6-3. Wade Davis falls to 4-4. Boston gets the win thanks to home runs by David Ortiz, his 9th, Big Poppy, and Greek God of Walks, Kevin Youkilis, his 10th. Carlos Pena hits number 8 for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
How many RBIs do you think Evan Longoria has in
there? I owe you a dollar. Just call him the Devil Rays.
There you go. Good. RBIs for Longoria in May?
15.
20. Wow. In 20 games. Very nice.
It's impressive.
Blue Jays 6, Angels 0. Joe Saunders lost. He's 3-6. Good sit. Fred Cecil the win. He's 4-2. Good start. 3 hits for the Angels all game.
Cecil
8 1/3. 7 1/3.
Cecil only allowed 2 of those hits. He got 3 strikeouts. And now
Which
Tuesday.
Is pretty bad.
Let's talk Tuesday. Padres 1, Cardinals 0. Quite a game out in Petco. Only 1 run scored. It's a Jerry Hairston Jr.
Nice pickup by me.
Home run. And John Garland outduels Adam Wainwright.
Really? He fell his 13th save. Mike Adams' 13th hold. Garland 6-2. 6 hits, 2 walks through 7. Struck out 7. ERA 2.1.
Yeah, Garland, I thought that he would... I actually did, before the season, say that I thought he'd be a strong anchor for this Padres rotation. I was right. He's 6-2. He's looking real strong. And Heath Bell has been nothing short of outstanding out of the closer's role for both the Padres and my fantasy baseball team.
There you go. Wainwright, 1 earned in 7, gave up 4 hits, struck out 12. Tough luck.
This is like the definition of a tough luck.
Yeah, lost it 6-3. And Padres win it. They're 27-18. Cardinals are 26-20.
The St. Louis Cardinals, really their offense in this one. The problem is Felipe Lopez had a good game, but the guy after him didn't. Albert Pujols had a good game, 3-for-4. Matt Holliday 0-for-3. So they were not able to successfully knock runs in. Obviously, that is an issue when the other team only scores a run.
Right, exactly.
And you end up losing the game, which they did.
One more in-depth preview from Tuesday. I'm telling you, there's not too much going on the last 3 days.
What
did you just do?
I'm not entirely positive.
ESPN not found. We love that.
Okay, Pirates Reds, right?
We did a Pirates game before. We're doing 2-1 show.
That's because Ryan Dumont is like the king of game winning home runs right now. He hits a game winning home run in the top of the 9th because they're in Cincinnati to lead Pittsburgh over Cincinnati and give Joel Hanrahan his first win of the year, even though he blows his first save of the year at the same time. So it's 1-0.
Nothing till the 8th. It's a pitcher's duel. Mahan went 7 innings, gave up 0 runs. 6 hits. Leak goes 7 innings, no runs. Gives up 1 run in the top of the 8th inning on a Neil Walker double. So he had 10 hits and a walk in 7/3. Not a very good whip, but again, 1 run. Then we go to the bottom of the 8th. Brandon Phillips homers, dead center field. So they tie it up at 8. So no scoring, and then you tie it up at 1 in the 8th. Go to the 9th inning, Dumont, boom, 414 feet off Nick Massett.
Indeed. Just Dumont really turning on a little bit. He is hitting .293 on the year. He's key catcher position, always a key thing.
You're always looking for offense from your catcher. If you have any offense from your catcher, it's a bonus. Dumont, though, terrible defense.
Yeah, that's true.
It's bad to watch sometimes. Like, he just does dumb things.
And it's another 2-for-4 day from Andrew McCutchen, who continues to prove that he is just an incredibly talented
missing Nate McLeod, because I believe McLeod and Aki Uemura are right around the same average.
Yeah, Nate McLeod just having a terrible year down in Atlanta. All right, let's wrap up all the games from Tuesday. Let's start with the suspended game. Yankees-Twins. It was 0-0 in the 5th, and then it rained.
Yeah, A.J. Burnett now. Orioles 5, A's 1. Guess what? 7 hits for each team, but the Orioles managed to get 5 runs out of it.
Orioles-Athletics is going to be a pivotal matchup on or about June 30th, I would say.
Yes, because, Peter, what are you doing June 30th?
I'm actually throwing out the first pitch at an Orioles game.
Mention the National Baseball Podcast while you're here.
Yeah, because they're going to give me a microphone.
They should. Alfredo Simone, he's hurt. That's not good for the Orioles, but they still win it.
I thought it was Simon.
I don't know. It could be either way.
It could.
I'm not sure. I watch Masson to watch the games, but usually it's on mute.
Yeah.
Sometimes I listen, but
not to hate on Masson.
No, I like their announcers. It's nothing against them. I just usually listen to music while I watch baseball sometimes.
Anyway,
Jeremy Guthrie to win. He's 3-4. I want to say it's Rick Ross, but it's Tyson Ross. He's 1-3 with the loss. Nick Markakis, his third home run. Orioles 15-31. A's even at 22.
Mitch Talbot is having a terrific rookie year for the Cleveland Indians.
It's not going to last.
Their only bright spot.
Trade him while you can.
6-3. Maybe I might because he's on my team.
Not to me.
He's 6-3. Gets the win over Jake Peavy, who falls to 3-4. Indians 7. White Sox 3. Cleveland has homers from Shinshu Chu, his 7th. And Jason.
Former Philly.
Jason, they traded me for Cliff Lee. Donald hits his first home run of his career.
And Indians are 17-27, White Sox 19-26, fighting for the cellar with the Royals, who lost to the Rangers 8-7. The Royals are 18-28, Rangers 26-20, 8-7 win, nice for them. Darren O'Day, the win, he's 2-2. Brad Thompson lost his own 3. Neftali Feliz his 13th save. Nelson Cruz his 10th. Josh Hamilton his 9th. Vlad Guerrero his 11th and 12th. Rangers win 8-7.
Yeah, good job. Vlad leads MLB with 42 RBIs at this point,
which is insane.
Red Sox over the Rays 2-0. John Lester is really turning it around.
Why did we talk about this game? We're talking about this game. We're going in depth. I'm calling it executive decision right here.
Okay. John Lester gets the better of Shields, even though Shields pitches 8 strong innings, but makes one critical mistake. Threw a pitch to David Ortiz. Ortiz doubles home J.D. Drew and Kevin Youkilis in the third. And that's really all Lester needs. 6 strong innings and then holds from Manny Del Carmen and Daniel Bard. And then John Papelbon, the save in the 11th. Lester only 1 hit in 6.
Red Sox, 1 hit in 9. Did walk 5. Lester walked 5. He gets wins 5-2. Papelbon his 11th. Carl Crawford and Joe Maddon were ejected in the bottom of the 5th inning. Balls and strikes. Well, apparently that's a problem because there was 1 hit.
I'm going to be perfectly fair. I watched this pitch and, yeah, that was not a strike. This pitch is like 2 feet off the plate. I mean, I could see maybe with the curve it caught a bit of the plate, but very iffy call there. Obviously, Ortiz, the big hit in this one, he's starting to turn his season around.
The only hit
for Tampa Bay went to Willie Ibar, the designated.
Ibar. Shields and Lester each 5-2. There you go. That game's over. Go up. I'm going to tell everybody. The Red Sox, 26-21. The Rays, 32-14. Still insane.
Red Sox on a bit of a roll right now. Angels top the Blue Jays. Irvin Santana, 4-3 with the win. The game is 8-3. Santana's 4-3. 10 strikeouts as he tops Ricky Romero. Romero takes his second loss, falls to 4-2. Toronto, Jose Bautista hit another home run.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I just didn't want to mention it before. His 15th. Jeremy Reed, his 1st. Aaron Hill, his 6th. Mike Napoli, his 7th.
Again, Mike Napoli. You know,
sensing a theme throughout the show. We mentioned something from Sunday, comes back to you on Tuesday.
Seattle Mariners 5, Detroit Tigers 3. Blue Jays are 27-21. Angels disappointing 22-26. The Tigres fall to 25-20 after losing the Mariners, who are 17-28. Milton Bradley's back and he hits a big home run in this game, his 3rd. Also, Frank Gutierrez is 5th. Brandon Inge hits his 5th for Detroit. The win for Seattle, Sean Kelly, who's 3-0. Justin Verlander falls to 5-3. And David Odsma, save number 10 for the Marine crew.
Frank Gutierrez is just a great player. I really like
terrific
him.
Terrific defense.
And he hits well.
All-star team.
Clutch. Does.
We have to do an all-star.
We're voting. So. Yeah, I'm good with that. Maybe later in the year. Gutierrez, I'm voting him in solely on his defense. And he hits for, like, he just hits when he has to.
You know, I was at a single A game here in Wilmington the other day. Blue Rocks, Pelicans. They had all-star ballots there. I've never seen that
really?
In a minor league game before.
Interesting.
Sorry, Cass.
Gotta go this weekend. High school championships.
That's right.
There you go. Mets 8, Phillies 0. What?
What?
Knuckleball. What?
R.A. Dickey improves to 1-0. The venerable knuckleballer. Jamie Moyer falls to 5-4. First time all year he doesn't pitch 6. And some random guy for the Mets gets the save.
Raul Valdez.
Gets a save the old-fashioned way, pitching the last 3 innings.
Yes, Mets score 1 in the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 6th, and then 3 and 8th. There you go. Phillies 26-18, Mets 23-23. They're catching up.
Meanwhile, the Braves and the Marlins just keep kind of beating up on each other. Marlins just win this one 6-4. They're 24-22. The Braves are 23-22. Gabby Sanchez improves to 4-2.
No, because he plays first base. Anibal.
Oh, that's right, because Anibal's on my team anyway. Anibal right. Sanchez having a terrific year, ERA sub 4. Improves to 4-2 with the win. Kenshin Kawakami 0-7. He's awful. Cameron.
He's the third pitcher in the National League since 1960 to start 0-7. I thought there would be way more than three.
I would too. Cameron Maybin, his fourth for Florida.
Cubs outlast the Dodgers. Derek Lee raises his average like overnight 3-3-5 ribbies, including a home run, his sixth. Dodgers are 25-20. Cubs are 22-24. Surging the Cubs.
Surging.
Lou has sparked the team. Ryan Dempster's 3-4. Clayton Kershaw's 4-3. Carlos Marmol, his 10th. Carlos, I took it from you, didn't I?
That's right, you did. Milwaukee Brewers and the Houston Astros in a competition for futility. Brewers win at 6-1. They're 18-27. The Astros are 15-30. Homers for Ricky Weeks, his 6th, and Ryan Braun, his 8th.
Help
Randy Wolf, 4-4. Top Ronnie Paulino, who drops to 0-7.
There you go. Now you got two. Two in one day. I don't know if that stat's right. That's only ESPN. There had to be a second qualifier to that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I agree.
That's what happens when you only watch it. You only hear half the thing. Rockies 3, Diamondbacks 2. Rockies are 23-22. Diamondbacks 20-26. Julius Chacin, another good start. He had two kind of iffy ones. Another good one here is 3-2. Ian Kennedy falls to 3-3. Manny Corpus, his 4th save. Kennedy gave up 2 in the second, 1 in the third, and then, of course, nothing since then. Brad Hoff is 4th in what, Peter?
Too low.
His 5th. There you go. One more game, Peter.
I really hate that chant.
Todd, I love it. It's awesome. Todd, I wish we could do that in Philly.
Todd Wellemeyer and the Giants defeat the Nationals 4-2 out west. Nationals back 500. They're 23-23. Giants are 23-21, 14-8 in the friendly confines of AT&T Park. Wellemeyer improves to 3-4. Levon Hernandez, a little bit of sheen coming off that start. Big 4 on 5th for San Francisco. Hernandez falls to 4-3. And it's Brian Wilson with save number 11.
There you go.
That just about does it for this episode of the podcast. I want to talk briefly right before we leave.
Briefly, yes.
Very briefly. We started this ad campaign thanks to Google AdWords. And, man, Google AdWords, that is a good service right there.
You're plugging them. Let's get sponsorship.
In the last, we've only been running this campaign.
This is terrible. Why are we telling them?
We've only been running this campaign for 3 days, and 40,000 impressions. Our ad has shown up 40,000 times on the internet, and only 8 people have
Peter is amazed by the success of Google AdWords, and I'm guessing that's probably not that out of whack compared to most ads.
No, it's not.
Unless they're like porn, because you know people click on out of time.
Wow. And that's definitely...
That's where we're ending the show.
That's the code for ending the podcast. Right. You can find us online at sgusxm.podomatic.com. Shane, good podcast.
Punches on the DL.
We're out.